The number is 1-800-859-0957. Give us a call. Give us a text, 1-800-859-0WJR. Be a part of the show. We were just talking in the last segment about the meeting between the U.S. president and the Poland president and how Donald Trump said there's a possibility of sending more troops to Poland. Let's go to Northville and talk to Vince. Vince, welcome to All Talk.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Kevin, look, people really got to start wrapping their head around this and understand that Putin just met with China and North Korea, okay? There is a war going on in Ukraine that Ukraine cannot win. And I'm going to tell you why they can't win it. The United States, the EU, is not going to put troops on the ground to fight Ukraine. Kim Jong-il looked right at Putin and said, no matter how many troops you need, we're going to give you whatever you need to win, okay? The average age of the Ukrainian soldier is 40 years old plus, okay? There's no young men over there fighting, okay? So guess what? When you take real estate, you have to have troops to hold it in order to take more real estate. You're not going to do it by bombs. You're not going to do it by drones or anything like that. American forces will not land on that real estate. Poland is fine. They're part of the Security Council. Ukraine is not. We've got to cut this off, cut the bleeding, make a deal, and Ukraine and Zelensky is just going to have to suck it up, period. We can't afford it. We just topped $37 trillion in debt. Think about that.
Thanks, Vince. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think Donald Trump is trying to send Putin a message that he wants this war to end, and he wants to end it quickly. He's done just about everything he can. It may just be that Putin doesn't want to end this war. We're going to find out, and we're probably going to find out really quickly. And if he doesn't want this war, we're going to have some really tough decisions to make, especially when it comes to protecting Ukraine. I want to turn your attention to this. A major legal blow for former President Trump's immigration strategy. A federal appeals court has blocked his attempt to use a centuries-old wartime law, the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great.
What does this mean for the strategy that Donald Trump has had in place or tried to have in place?
It just means the saga is going to continue. This was down in Louisiana, the Fifth Circuit, normally a conservative circuit, had a 2-1 vote that basically said this was the misinterpretation of the Enemies Aliens Act and its use. It's only been used 3 times in 1812 in both World War I and World War II. However, President Trump has two courses to go. He can do what is called an en banc appeal, that giving it to the whole Fifth Circuit, all the judges, or could directly go to the United States Supreme Court. I realistically think this is going to go all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. And Judge Odom wrote a dissent in the case. It was a 2-1 decision. And the dissent, he basically brings up some good points. He says, hey, listen, you got to give deference to the executive power. That's what we've done all the time in foreign affairs. And this is something that we usually give deference to foreign affairs, immigration, and the like, as it relates to this issue. And the majority, the two judges, looked at it too narrowly. They didn't look at it with the broad breadth that we give deference to the executive power. So again, this is, as we predicted before, will go all the way up to the Supreme Court and make a final decision. One way or the other, we knew it wasn't going to stop at this circuit court.
Right. Is part of the hang-up that the 1798 Alien Enemies Act was for wartime situations, and we're not certain if this is actually a war or not with these gangs coming into our country?
Yeah, that's exactly what the majority wrote. They said, we're not at war, we're at peace. And that was what the American Civil Liberties attorney argued. We're at peacetime. We're not at wartime. There's no war going on. Well, I guess you want to look at it from a big, broad definition. Are we at war when a country will basically seduce their gang members to go to the United States of America? They're not doing that so they can come over here and get an education. They're doing it for whatever purpose or reason. They don't want them in their country. So, I mean, it's just going to be a fight with regards to the definitions of what, you know, the executive branch can do. But clearly, when Congress made the statute, when they wrote this statute, they sounded like, talked like, walked like you have to be at war. You have to have an actual conflict going on. And that's what happened and why it was invoked during the 1812 war conflict during World War II or one and two.
It sounds a little similar to this whole deal with Chicago and whether or not there's a crime crisis or not, or emergency, not crisis, whether there's an emergency. You know, can Donald Trump send in the National Guard? He can, apparently, if there's an emergency, but what constitutes an emergency? It's almost the same kind of argument.
Similar in nature. You know, obviously, Washington, D.C. is that, you know, that not the precedence because they're not within the states, a state jurisdictional issue there. Whereas in Illinois, Chicago, you have to have, you know, the invites. You just can't send in the foreign troops unless clearly there is an emergency and a declaration thereof, and the governor would usually or normally be on board. I think you're going to see some retraction from President Trump on that. He's probably not going to go to Chicago. It sounds like to me, based on the readings and the reporting, that he's going to go to Louisiana and the city where there is, you know, crime as well. But there you have a Republican governor, you have a Republican state primarily, and you know, to show how good or how well the National Guard can come in and help assist and aid. You know, the bottom line is if you can coordinate this so that the local police departments can do their job and work more efficiently, and, you know, the National Guard can come in and be assisters in, you know, other ways and aid, you know, the local police departments in ways that they don't spread their resources too thin. How can you argue against that?
Oh, I think he's going to go to New Orleans and Chicago. I think he's going to go to New Orleans first to make the mayor and the governor of Illinois look bad and say, all right, well, we'll save lives in New Orleans, which will outrage citizens in Chicago. And then I think he'll go and test the waters in Chicago because I don't think Donald Trump likes to be told no.
I agree. You know, you got to ask yourself, is he doing it for the right purposes and the right reasons? Every mayor, every state, you know, every citizen can say, I want to live in a safer place. You know, what do we say about the elections of mayors and the like? We say, hey, listen, we want to make sure that we have safe cities, you know, public safety. We want to have great education, great schools, and we want to make sure that, you know, our cities are clean. All right, I give. You know, those things all operate around making sure that citizens can live in a safe space. So if you're doing it for the right reasons, you're doing it with, you know, arm in arm with the local governments, it's hard to argue against.
Right.
When you're doing it for the wrong reasons or political gain or that aspect of it, you know, it's not going to go over very well.
Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. You have a great day.
All right, we'll talk again real soon. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what the Supreme Court, if they'll weigh in and what they have to say on the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.